Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Final hour, Jones and Keefe here on WEEI. WEEI Afternoons comes your way at 2 o'clock.
Ya got Hart. Ya got Fitzy. Ya got Tech.
Plus, you got Adam Schefter at 3:45.
We were doing our top five horny characters. We didn't even bring up Adam Schefter.
Horny Adam Schefter
is
a good candidate.
It's another
good
character.
Call.
Forgot all about him.
Schefter can, either give us some insight.
How close maybe the Pats were on a deal?
Or perhaps make some excuses out there. Again, Giardi said today the Patriots were interested in Jalen Phillips. He went for a third-round pick to the Philadelphia Eagles. Supposedly teams in the AFC East, and Mike Vrabel's former employer, the Tennessee Titans, did not want to do business with the Patriots, which I find believable. I just don't think it's an acceptable excuse. There's tons of other teams in the league, and there were players on other teams who moved yesterday, including two out wide receiver in Shaheed and Myers. And I'm not even saying those were targets I felt like the Patriots had to get, but don't tell me, well, the Jets and Dolphins and Titans wouldn't trade with you, so what were they supposed to do? Their hands were tied. How are they supposed to make any trades? No. Guys moved. A linebacker on Cincinnati moved. So I think there were other ways to make a move if they wanted to. And I also hear people saying, well, the Bills didn't do anything, and the Chiefs didn't do anything. Baltimore didn't do anything. In the case of the Chiefs and the Bills, for sure, I'd have to double-check Baltimore. They didn't subtract. You subtracted.
No, Baltimore added. Didn't they get the guy from Tennessee, the linebacker or the edge rusher from Tennessee?
I thought maybe they shipped a piece out. Didn't they ship out Jair Alexander as well? So maybe there was a little
They got rid of him.
A little buying and selling going on maybe.
Yeah.
So Baltimore's maybe a little more complex. I'd have to look closer. But Kansas City, Buffalo, they at least didn't subtract from their team.
Baltimore moved Adafi Owe a couple weeks ago.
There you go. Him too. So again, Baltimore might be different, but stick with the Bills and Chiefs. They weren't subtracting. You subtracted.
Yeah, Draymond Jones from the Titans they got for a fifth-round pick.
Teams in the AFC got better. The Colts got better. You could say they gave up too much. I don't know why you're worried about the Colts' future first-round picks. You should be worried about them this year with Sauce Gardner. If you're a Colts fan, I get worrying about their first-round picks. I don't get why any Patriots fan right now would worry about the Colts' first-round picks. They got better.
Yeah.
They might get the bye week. They might be the one seed because you subtracted and they got better.
Well, that's what I
The Jaguars got better with Jacoby Myers.
That's why I have a hard time squaring away is like if you're going to point to the Bills, the Chiefs, and the Broncos, I don't think the Broncos did anything either.
Mm-mm.
But did any of them get rid of players? Like, did any of them shed some of the depth that they had? So like, I found that odd. I found that you got rid of a couple of guys, and then you kind of stood pat after that and didn't bring anybody else in. So I was disappointed. Yesterday at this time, we were just a couple hours away from the deadline. We all said we wanted them to make a move. We didn't say, hey, mortgage the future, trade everything. You have to win this year. You'll never win again. No, nobody's saying that. I'm also not saying that they can't still go on a run and still play well. But I thought that you could just kind of shore up a few things and just give your team the best chance going forward. They didn't do that. So now they're going to have to really, really bank on health because if they lose a guy at any of these spots, like they got nobody to blame but themselves.
Yeah, and don't misunderstand what I'm saying. The Patriots can still contend this year, I think. But I think they would have given themselves a better chance by making a move. I think the AFC is wide open. Some teams seized on that, Indianapolis specifically.
Yeah.
Jaguars to a lesser degree. And you didn't. And I just think that's frustrating. I wasn't asking to give up two first-round picks for Sauce Gardner. I wasn't asking to give up a first-rounder for Quinnen Williams. But something like Jalen Phillips, a third-rounder, which would be at the end of the third round, you know, so like a late day three pick,
yeah.
or certainly,
that's a good
a late
yeah.
day two pick, rather, or a day three pick, a fourth, a fifth, or a sixth. I think you can still contend this year and not defer from your big picture vision
yeah.
or deviate too much from your original plan by trading day three picks or late day two picks. Like,
or even
I don't really think that changes things all that much.
So even if you don't want to get in like the hypotheticals of like players who didn't get traded, which doesn't mean that they wouldn't have for the right offer, but let's just keep it to the players that were traded. Jalen Phillips for a third round pick. And if it's just a third round pick versus Philly's third round pick, and they say, you know what, we're going to get him out of the division and we're going to take Philly. But then you have a million six-round picks. You still have seventh-round picks. What if you say, hey, we're going to give you our third, which is probably going to be pretty similar to Philly's.
As of right now, it would be the third-to-last pick of the round, and Philly would be the second-to-last pick of the round.
But now we're also going to toss in a sixth or a seventh. The old sweetener, as the GMs call it. That gets the deal done.
They have four six-rounders. Well, no, Keith, because that ruins your big-picture outlook.
Oh,
if you trade any of your sixth-round picks, that's stupid, and you're now worried about next year. You're too worried about this year and not focused enough on the long-term plan. If you trade any of those four six-round picks, that's dumb.
Yeah, good point.
So, to me,
you got to hold on to those.
I don't get why you'd ever hold on to your six-round picks like desperately for dear life when you have four of them. I don't get that anyways.
Right.
But in a year where you're better than you probably expected and you're ahead of schedule, to trade some day three capital to try to help the team, I just think would have looked good. I just think that would have represented well for your fan base and for your team. And I think the AFC is wide open, and I think you can contend even as currently constituted. I haven't changed my view on that.
Yeah, no.
I just am disappointed in yesterday. And I'm starting to wonder if they believe as much as we do in their ability to contend this year. Because if you're more worried about your draft picks next year and your picks the year after that and drafting and developing in the big picture program, if you're more worried about that than this year, that doesn't sound to me like somebody who believes in this team this year.
Yeah, it's like you're ahead of schedule, but you're also keeping the same schedule. It's like we're way in front.
I mean, we criticize the Red Sox for this all the time. And I get the deadlines are different in different sports.
Yeah, right.
But we constantly are like, hey, Red Sox, you're in it. Go do something. Like, wake up and do something. We say that about them all the time. The Patriots are better than they thought. You have a real chance at being the number one seed in the AFC, having a bye week, home field advantage to the Super Bowl, and you can't part with some day three picks. Like,
it's very strange.
Beyond frustrating.
Yeah, it's very strange. And I just think they've been pretty fortunate to be as healthy as they've been so far this year. But you've already started to see it the last couple of weeks. You know, Rhamondre Stevenson goes down, and now Terrell Jennings is not only active, but he's getting a bunch of carries. You know, Kayshon Boutte goes down for a half or a little bit more. And now Kyle Williams, who maybe one day will be good, but like right now he's not. He's not a factor on the offense. He gets a million snaps. Not a million snaps. He plays about like half the snaps in the game. It didn't do anything.
Way more than I thought. 30 plus snaps.
Way more than you would have noticed, yeah.
So let's hear from the head coach here, Mike Vrabel, hitting the podium.
One day you talked about doing your due diligence regarding trades. I'm wondering, were you close to making it?
What did I say on Monday? Because I forgot.
I said you were going to do your due diligence.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm wondering, were you close to making any deals, and is there any measure of disappointment?
Well, first I would say that deals are like being pregnant. You either are or you aren't. There's no like it's either a deal or it's not. So I don't know how close you can be. I know that everyone worked hard, and that we investigated and looked in and made phone calls, and they what personnel departments do. And in the end, you know, we decided that this was what we were going to do and decided to move forward with our preparation. Tampa, excellent football team, coming off a bye. A lot of really good veterans that have played at a high level for a lot of years and a really, really competitive quarterback who's never out of it. So, you know, that's where our focus is. You know, I know that there's a lot of action and a lot of talk, and again, it's kind of where we're at.
Mike, do you think it's difficult at all for the organization to sort of adhere to its plan when you guys are performing the way you're performing right now, at the top of the division and at the top of the conference? just to be a little bit more aggressive and try to capitalize on what's happening now?
No, I never really looked at it that way. I think we're trying to build a program, the same thing that we said when we got here. And I think that's part of building a program, is finding ways to win and building a team and figuring out where the pieces are that we can continue to add that, you know, when it makes sense. And so I don't think anything, I don't think this is a negative. I don't think this is just where we're at. And, you know, I know they worked extremely hard to make calls and have conversations, and in the end, you know, we didn't do anything.
With Kayshon's injury, is that a situation where you just like to slot in Kyle Williams, or could Pop get more snaps as well?
Well, I think that if you know anything about the group, which I know that you guys do, you know, there's a lot of interchangeable parts. They play at different positions. They're in different spots. And that's not easy. I mean, that's not. You know, I mean, going from the Z in this personnel group to the X, and so I give those guys a lot of credit. I give Todd a lot of credit for being able to teach it in a manner that allows them to get lined up. And so, you know, that group, they'll all play. They'll all contribute. We'll see where Kayshon is at the end of the week, but he won't be out there today. And Ellis won't be out there, and Ramondre won't be out there today. So give other guys opportunities.
Stephon Diggs, how much has he helped change the culture that you wanted to change in the company?
Well, I appreciate everything he does.
That's Mike Vrabel.
Oh, no.
At We're Gillette losing Mike. Says deals are like being pregnant, Keith.
I'd
agree with the text line that says, am I crazy, or are deals absolutely nothing like
Not
being
like
pregnant?
Not like that at all, actually, Mike.
I've never been pregnant.
Same.
Brag.
Yeah.
But, yeah, that was a wild
I know
answer.
Somebody close to me who has. But, yeah, I would think that they would think it's different than the deals. So am I crazy in this?
Yeah.
So my take, we let me know if we get them cleared up again. We do.
All right.
Thumbs up. I'll circle back.
All right, more pregnant talk. Here we go.
On a day off, came into the building, lifted, which I thought is a really positive thing at this time of the year. And, we'll, you know, we talked to him about the season's really just getting started right now.
What challenges does Todd Bowles' defense present? How much has it evolved over the course of time?
Well, you know, I'm going to give Todd credit, but obviously the credit goes to the players. They've got veteran players that play physical. You know, two really aggressive corners. You know, obviously the safeties, playmakers with Winfield. But up front, you know, I mean, Vita and Reddick and Diaby. I mean, Levante David's been doing it at such a high level, you know. So again, credit to the players, and then what Todd adds is just a lot of pressure, great disguises, bringing multiple players from off the football. It's not just, you know, a linebacker. You could have a corner, you could have a safety, you could have the nickel, and the coverage changes, and you've seen them force a lot of turnovers, especially on third down, when quarterbacks are making.
All right, Mike, take a breather. He's moved to, I already heard what I wanted to hear.
They
circle back to it, fine.
Players and leadership.
If he's on the Tampa and their defense, like for big game this week, all due respect, what I was curious in was hearing the deadline stuff.
Yeah.
So let me just recap it quick, and then we can give you our thoughts. Karen asked him about the trade deadline. He said, deals are like being pregnant. You either are or you aren't.
Because basically it was like, were you close to deals?
Yeah.
So it's like, how close are you to a deal? And it's like, there is no
and
close. It's yes or no.
He said, we made phone calls. Like, this is like listening to the Red Sox, for God's sakes, at a trade deadline. But in the end, we decided this is what we're going to do and move forward in our preparations from Tampa. That's where our focus is. So that's like his warning.
I'll say it. I'm pregnant.
That's like his warning shot. At the end of that answer, Karen Garigian.
Yeah.
That's his warning shot to be like, I don't want to take many more questions on this. Phil Perry, to his credit, followed up. I'm not sure if anybody else has or will, but Phil followed up and he's like, yeah, you have an organizational plan. And he's like, was there a feeling that you should be more aggressive, or however he worded it?
Mm-hmm.
And Vrabel said, well, we never really looked at it that way. He said, we're trying to build a program. And he hearkened back to like his introductory press conference.
Yeah, we get it.
Where he said, we're trying to build a program, which I want to circle back to. He says, I don't think this is a negative. I do. He said, this is just where we're at. We worked extremely hard. So, again, it's like, well, we tried. Hey, guys, we tried to make trades. We worked hard at it. I think that might even be like a Breslow comment that we've heard before. We all mock Breslow for it. Vrabel says it. I'm sure people will be like, yeah, they tried. What do you want them to do?
Yeah.
So I don't know, your takeaway on those couple of answers from Vrabel today.
Well, do these contradict each other? So he says that everybody worked really hard. We were really aggressive in pursuing things, but we decided we didn't want to do anything. If you felt like your team was fine, and if you felt like you didn't need to add anything, what are you being so aggressive
for? Yeah, why were you burning up the phones?
Why are you calling everybody and like putting all your man hours
I'm sure their answer would be due diligence, but why are you working so hard for due diligence?
If you're good with the roster, you're good with the roster, right? And if you're working so hard, it made it sound like they were kind of calling teams and they were, you know, seeing what it took. But it feels like to me it wasn't just like due diligence. It might have been asking prices that kind of said no to.
Right.
That's how I read that. Like, Texter, you can't have everybody full go in on this and then walk away with nothing. And be like, but we decided to walk away.
Texter said, am I reading too much into it, or does Vrabel sound like he's frustrated they got nothing done?
I didn't really read it that way.
I didn't read it that way either, but that's an interesting read on it. Why would he be frustrated they didn't get anything done? He's the one in charge of personnel. So
yeah.
The only way he would be frustrated is if ownership got in the way and stopped them from making a deal.
I mean,
for financial reasons, or refused to part with the draft capital or whatever, which I personally don't believe happened on this one.
No.
I think ownership is very involved, but I would think that's more of a free agency thing than a deadline thing. We're not talking about a lot of big contracts that flew around. Jalen Phillips is a rental player. That's a player Giardi reported they're in on. I doubt ownership spiked that one. So the only person he'd reasonably be frustrated with is ownership.
Are a pathetic soy boy loser.
I mean,
holy
maybe, but I don't think Vrabel is frustrated with Elliott Wolf because Vrabel is telling Elliott Wolf what to do, not the other way around.
No, he's not frustrated with him. But he, I mean, I guess he could be frustrated with, you know, maybe teams around the league being like, well, we want a third round pick for this guy. And he's like, no. And then, you know, being frustrated that way.
Yeah.
Being like, I'm not going to overspend on a certain player.
Maybe. Yeah, but maybe he's frustrated with the Titans or the Dolphins or the Jets. I mean, fair. Maybe.
Yeah, maybe the Titans.
I don't know. I didn't read it that way either. I also think, I wish somebody followed up on this. I said this to you in real time, Keith. Phil asked a good question. Like, hey, you know, are you guys aggressive enough for lack of mm-hmm. me having the question right in front of me? And he says, well, that's what we said when we got here. We're trying to build a program, which he did say when he got here.
Yeah.
You know what else he said? We want to compete for division championships and home playoff games and conference championships and Super Bowls. So, yeah, you are trying to build a program, but you're also trying to win. And you have an opportunity to win. And you said that on day one. You want to compete for all those things. So, look, I understand wanting to have a big window and to contend over a long period of time. And if you traded two first-round picks like the Colts did for Sauce Gardner,
as a big-time boomer bust.
Yeah, maybe there's a trade-off there.
Right.
You and I are not talking about that. Most fans that I've heard were not talking about first-round picks, even second-round picks. We're talking about a third-rounder plus for Jalen Phillips. Or we're talking about one of these wide receivers, Jacoby Myers or Rashid Shaheed, who moved for two day three picks.
Yeah.
Or we're talking about a linebacker from Cincinnati that moved for a seventh round pick. We're not talking about mortgaging your future.
No. And then the week earlier, you trade away two players, admittedly depth players that you and I aren't losing sleep over, and Kyle Duggar and Keon White. But it's like you had those guys. They made the team out of camp. They were on your team for 9 weeks. If something happened up front or something happened at safety, you at least knew you had them. You got rid of them for future late round picks, which obviously aren't going to help this year's team. And then you don't add anybody outside of like a, you know, waiver wire claim from, you know, practice squads. So I don't know. I think that combination makes it worse.
It is Jerry Rice's kid, though.
Yeah, true.
Yeah, that's pretty nice.
But that's what makes it worse to me is it wasn't, you know, the Colts and the Cowboys went crazy. The Colts and the Cowboys made big time trades. A handful of other teams made some additions, like depth-type additions. This wasn't like watching, you know, the Seattle Mariners just pull your pants down at the trade deadline. It wasn't like that, right? But you're like, why did you cut a couple of players? Like, the Chiefs and the Bills didn't cut a couple of players or dump players for late-round picks, I don't think.
No, apparently to build a program, you have to trade players off your roster for six-round picks when you're 7-2.
Okay.
Like, apparently that's what you gotta do.
I guess so.
One other piece of news in there that we heard. He was asked about Kyle Williams and his contributions, and he kind of gave like a nonsense all-encompassing, all our receivers are interchangeable, and oh, by the way, Todd Downing does a great job answer.
Yeah.
But he let you know Booty's not practicing today, and it sounds like he's not playing this week if I was reading between the lines.
Yeah.
Also, no Stevenson or Christian Ellis out there today.
Yeah, no surprise. I mean, Booty, I know he updated his Discord, but it is a hamstring injury. You want to be kind of careful with that. I mean, Stevenson missed a game, didn't practice at all last week and missed the game. So I'm not shocked that he's not back out there. And then Christian Ellis left the game, hip injury, didn't join us on Monday. Usually when players are hurt, they don't have them do the interviews. So you kind of had a feeling that that might be a injury, at least for a few days. We'll see how it goes.
And by the way, Tampa's dealing with injuries. I don't know if we've said this. Billy's had it in trending, but no Bucky Irving. And no
Chris Godwin.
Thank you, Godwin, for Tampa.
And Mike Evans is on IR.
And they're coming off a bye week. So yeah, you'd expect those guys to be practicing. One more comment from Vrabel.
Okay.
I guess they did circle back to the trade deadline. And the suggestion about long-term planning, he said winning is the most important thing.
No doubt.
For us to sit here and say the window is wide open, talking about the playoffs, we're focused on our 10th game in a row. So there's more there from Mike Vrabel, which I'm sure we'll circle back to tomorrow. Here on Jones and Keefe. Anything else, updates? We can get it to you before the end of the show. You got WEEI Afternoons coming your way at 2 o'clock. Yeah, got Hart. Yeah, got Fitzy. Yeah, got Ted. We'll get you the clip du jour.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there, and we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Oh, it certainly is. Time for Grab Bag here on Jones and Keefe. WEEI Grab Bag is brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Celtics trying to get back in the win column tonight. They are at home, taking on the 1-6 Washington Wizards. It's not a great outfit, the Wizards.
No.
They have struggled. They are certainly in line. That could be A.J. DeBantz's next team as the they come into town. Celtics are 12.5-point favorites. 7:30 tip-off from TD Garden.
Win and cover?
Win. I feel pretty confident about the win because the Wizards are so bad.
They're
I don't know about 12.5-point
favorites. They better win.
No, I know, but I'm saying
they should cover. They were 9.5, I think, against the Jazz the other night.
We're due for a
explosion.
A Derek White or Peyton Pritchard like 8 threes game.
This
like
was
a
my
crazy
this was
game.
My logic in the Utah game the other night. I'm like, Utah's on the second night of a back to back. The Celtics are coming off that Rockets game where they were so miserable. I thought that was gonna be the game where they just poured in like a million threes.
Yeah, like 135, 103, your final tonight, something like that.
Yeah, they should destroy this team.
Scal and Drew are just doing jokes the whole fourth quarter.
They are just
feeling great about
each other.
Belly
bumping.
Yeah. Everything's fine. Yeah. Doing like a secret handshake they have together after each bucket.
Yeah. You know, the haters and doubters.
Yeah, what are they going to say
real
now?
Solid now?
They should beat the Wizards.
Yeah.
They should beat the Wizards. Although, I don't think he travels.
They're 4-5, Drew. But yeah, I don't know. I mean, I guess you can go crazy about it if you want. They just made they happened to make their threes this game.
I'm like 95% sure that he doesn't travel, but remember when we did our top five mascots? G-Wiz, the Wizards mascot. It's a flightless raven.
Yeah, you like him.
I love him.
Yeah.
He's incredible. He wears a
top
jersey.
Top five all-time mascot, according
to him. He wears a magician's hat. He does little tricks. Walks around the arena. Plays basketball.
That's advantage Wiz, for sure. Yeah.
G-Wiz.
Oh, that's why you like him. He plays basketball.
Yep.
Plays the game. Yeah. Plays the sport.
I mean, keeps nothing if not consistent.
That's right.
Yeah.
Grab bag. Bruins are off, but they are red hot, Jones. They might be the hottest team in all of hockey. They've won 4 in a row. They've won 5 out of their last 6. They are off until tomorrow at home against the Ottawa Senators. They're in a little bit of a streak here where they're going to have 5 straight Canadian games.
Oh, boy.
They go to Toronto, but then they come right back home, and then they go to Ottawa. So it's like a home and home with all these teams, and they're going to be at Montreal on a week from Saturday. So see if they can keep it up tomorrow in action against Ottawa.
Well, they've been streaky. And
sure they have.
I think they're on borrowed time right now. Like we discussed this earlier. This is a good recurring game on Jones and Keefe.
Yeah. To tank or not to tank?
Who should tank?
I think it was Shakespeare said that.
It was. Yeah. Who should tank? The Celtics, the Bruins, or both?
I've been backed into a corner on this one.
Yeah, but your answer is
both.
Mine's just the Bruins. Just the Bruins should tank.
If the Celtics lose to G-Wiz and the Wizards,
I might change my mind tomorrow. Okay. Yeah.
All right. If you want to
be my grab bag, you got to get with my friends. Make it last
forever. Friendship never ends. College football fans. We know there's a lot of BC football fans out there that didn't go to BC.
You haven't
caught an example yet.
Haven't heard from any of them.
I haven't.
We just heard from one gentleman from BC.
Looks like, though, Jones, the college football playoff rankings are out for the first time. A look at the 12-team bracket. Are you ready for this?
The Ducks got snubbed, Keith.
Ducks got snubbed, but they're in there.
Yeah.
So right now, your number one overall seed would be the Ohio State, led by New Hampshire's own Ryan Day.
Fine with it.
Your two seed, Indiana.
They've been awesome.
Football school.
Beat the Ducks.
Yeah,
I must say
nice.
The Ducks got snubbed. They deserve it. Yeah.
They're real nice. Texas A&M is your 3 seed.
I like them.
And Alabama is the 4. Those are the current teams that would have a bye. So they changed the rules. Remember last year, like Boise State had a bye. So this year it's a little bit different. You don't have to be in like a whatever the rules were, they tweaked them.
Yeah, you don't have to be winning your conference to get
or like 2 teams from a conference
yep.
can
also that.
Maybe that's
yeah,
what
yeah,
it was
yeah,
too.
Yeah.
So those are your top 4. Your current 5-12 matchup would be Georgia-Memphis.
Right, and Alabama beat Georgia, so that's why they're 4, Georgia's 5, and then Memphis must be winning the...
They're the 1A5 team that gets
they're in. The there one non-Power 5, but they're in the American...
The American. That's what I was looking for.
Yeah, with East Carolina.
They lost to UAB after they fired Trent Dilfer. How are you ranked 12th?
They've lost to UAB?
Yeah, after they fired Trent Dilfer.
Yeah, it was Chris Mortensen's kid coached them for that game.
Oh, gotcha.
The Moore Report's kid. Got
for
it done.
Them.
And, one game
and they're in the playoff?
Yeah, Memphis is. But they would lose to Georgia, which would set up another Georgia-Alabama game.
Yep.
8-9 is Texas Tech-Oregon.
So Oregon goes to Lubbock?
Lubbock.
That's a snub.
Yep.
Okay.
Lane Kiffin and Ole Miss are 6th against UVA, a Virginia team from the ACC.
Virginia, beat Florida State, storm the field?
They won't be in the top 12 for long.
No,
I agree
with you on that. I like this Ole Miss quarterback. I don't know how much you've watched of Ole Miss.
I
tend to root for Lane Kiffin, but I like this kid at Ole Miss.
Yeah, he's pretty good. And then 7-10 is BYU Notre Dame.
That's a game right there.
A religious war there.
Yeah.
The Mormons versus the Catholics?
Yeah, well, Holy War is... Careful, but
BYU
and Utah.
Yeah, yeah. No, this is different. This would be a different type of thing.
What do they call BC and Notre Dame?
BC, Notre Dame.
Holy War? They have a name for
that
one,
is.
Too. So Notre Dame and BYU.
Yeah, that's what the guy asked Bill O'Brien about. He's like, he lost this Catholic showdown or whatever. And he's like, all right,
whatever.
Relax.
Pipe down.
We didn't play it at
Pipe
church.
Down, Mike. Yeah. I'll answer
yeah,
you next
it's also
month.
Called the Holy War.
Okay.
Two Holy Wars?
It's not the real Holy War.
That's like two Death Valleys.
Yes.
Yeah, we play at Death Valley. No, yeah. we play at Death Valley.
We're both Death Valley and we're both the Tigers, LSU and Clemson.
Awesome.
Yeah.
You guys are in Death
Somebody
Valley.
Somebody figure that out, yeah.
Stupid.
Okay.
Anyway, that's that.
Take this promise for a ride. You saw the forest. Now come inside. You took the legend for its fall. You saw the product of it all. No televisions in the air, no circumcisions on the chair. He made the weapons for us all. Just look at us now. Why can't you see that you are my
grab bag?
All right, so we've talked a lot about Chauncey Billups and Terry Rozier and some of the betting scandal that was going on in the NBA.
Mm-hmm.
Pre-baseball season, it was a lot about Shohei Ohtani, although that got swept under the rug.
Yeah, real quick.
Can I introduce you to a UFC betting scandal?
Oh, no.
UFC and the FBI are working together on an investigation into unusual betting activity from a fight last weekend out in Las Vegas. It was a UFC fight night on Saturday, a featherweight bout where the UFC was alerted by sports betting watchdog Integrity Compliance 360 to abnormal betting interest in said bouts. The favorite, the minus 250 betting favorite, Dolgarian,
mm-hmm.
Isaac Dolgarian,
took a dive,
lost by first round submission.
Oh, boy. It's the worst time to submit.
That was like famously Bruce Willis was asked to take a dive in Pulp Fiction, but he didn't do it.
He said no.
Didn't do it. Bet on himself and then took out of there. Took off.
Good move. Well,
he had
after he got his watch.
Yeah.
Huh?
After he got his watch.
He got his watch, but Zed's dead. Zed. Long story short, if you haven't seen it, Zed's dead.
So
he moves on.
Spoiler.
So is
Ving Rhames. He did save Ving Rhames. Ving Rhames was in a hot predicament.
Yo.
He was in some hot water down there.
Yeah, that's a way to refer to it, sure.
I'm sure he tells the story.
Yeah.
I was in real hot water down there in the dungeon.
No, he saved Bruce Willis.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
He saved, yeah.
So is nothing sacred anymore, though? UFC is fixing matches, Keith?
I guess so.
That is nothing sacred.
And people are like, remember this you used to hear all the time when I would talk about wrestling? I would talk about like odds at WrestleMania. Sure. And people would shout from the mountains, like, you moron, you can't bet on fixed sports. It's like, you all bet on fixed sports.
Yeah.
Everybody, you ever bet on basketball? You ever bet on baseball? You ever bet on the UFC? Fixed sports.
Yeah, in your face.
In your face.
Yeah.
Who's the man now? Call in and apologize, please.
Bilbo. Bilbo. Grab baggage. It's only 3 feet tall. Bilbo, Bilbo Baggins, the bravest little hobbit of them all.
That one works.
It's a deeper cut.
That one works.
Bilbo Grab Baggins?
That's right.
It's very, yeah. It
works. Oh, that one works.
No, that's the right way to refer to it.
Chris Sale, the NL Cy Young Award winner from two seasons ago, he is going back to the Braves. It was a option, $18 million.
He opted
Braves.
In or they picked up his option? I think they picked it up.
They picked it up, team option, bringing him back. Say, hey, you're welcome back, Chris Sale.
Good work.
We want more Chris Sale on the team. So that's what we're going to do.
Rich Keefe.
Don't lose that number. You don't want to call nobody else. Send it off in a
grab bag.
To yourself.
Hey, Shane Bieber back with the Jays, $16 million option.
The Biebs
staying.
I thought Bradford was telling me the Red Sox were going to be in.
He had a nice run, I think he liked his time in Toronto so much.
He's going back.
I'll stay here.
Good mustache on the Biebs.
Really nice mustache.
Yeah,
perfect for Movember.
Yeah, good point.
Perfect.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. All right, Rich, here we go. Background music, going to give it away. Abracadabra. Let Jones and Keefe reach out and grab bag ya. Jones and Keefe heat up, they can't cool down. The grab bag keeps spinning round and round.
Do you think if we had that gentleman, like he listens along, I'm sure he listens along and he hears
I
that
hope
grab
so.
Bag. Do you think he listens and he goes, nailed it? Or do you think he listens and goes, there's a few tweaks I might want to make? What do you think?
No, nailed it, hopefully.
We play it so much. Well, somebody had a good call.
Some may say too often.
This might be my fault. I'll admit this. We were talking about the other day about how we have like over 400 grab bag drops now.
Brag.
And somebody texted.
Grab brag.
Like, Keith plays the same 10.
Like, well, this is true.
I do. Somehow I get focused on the same ones. The certain ones pop out to me that I want to play.
Yep.
I don't know why that is. Like, we haven't played
this
one in a while.
What's the number
at?
Grab bag.
What's the number at?
401.
Nice.
401.
We're like a regular Will Chamberlain or Charlie Sheen is what we are. We're just keeping tabs.
We keep track.
Yeah, we do.
Keef at WEEI.com if you want to send them in. They can sound like this if you want. That is one of my favorites. We had talked about doing a Field of 64 tournament with grab bag drops.
Yeah.
That one's
high seed.
For me, it is.
Okay, interesting.
I laugh every
time.
We'll
have to talk to the selection committee about that.
Yeah.
We could do an NCAA tournament
and NIT,
plus an NIT
and a
CBI. We could do many, many, many basketball tournaments with those.
We definitely could.
Yeah.
Give me one bourbon, one scotch. And one grab bag.
Oh, we also have Jack Flaherty staying with the Tigers. So a bunch of pitchers, veteran pitchers, kind of staying put. Chris Sale, Jack Flaherty, and Shane Bieber.
I thought people like Lou were telling me no one wanted these one-year deals, and they all wanted to get their contracts before the CBA locked them out.
But apparently all these guys with all these injuries, maybe.
I don't
know what it is. Huh. Yeah, it seems a little interesting.
Yeah, this right here goes out to all the babies, mamas. Baby mama's mama. Yeah, go like this. I'm sorry, Mr.
Grab Bag.
I would say another nailed it.
Peter Griffin.
If you're asking between the two. All right, Jones, let's find out who the best NBA performer was from last night. Was it?
Scotty Barnes is going to be all-star.
Scotty Barnes, 23 points, 3 boards, and 6 assists.
He pulled down 3.
Was it Devin Booker? 38 points, 3 rebounds, 4 assists. Was it Josh Giddey?
I think it was.
29 points, 15 boards, 12 assists.
That's your guy.
No, that's your guy. Famously, your guy. You wanted to go out with him.
I think it was.
You wanted to have a double date with Josh Giddey. Famously.
I do. This is going to look incriminating, but I do think it's him. But keep going.
It might be Josh Giddey. Yeah. Or what about Tyrese Maxey? We've been hyping up Tyrese Maxey.
But who won that matchup?
39 points, 5 rebounds, 5 assists. He did lose to Josh Giddey.
Yep.
Or was it? Shea Gilgeous-Alexander, 30 points, 4 boards, 12 assists, and a win over the Clippers. They remain undefeated.
I'm not giving. He really has to have a monster night to go with SGA.
It's just the same. It's the same stat line he has every night.
Let's go with
Giddey, your guy.
Your guy.
Giddey.
It's time for Jones and Keefe's
Random.
Brandon Phillips.
Eduardo Nunez.
Curtis Luskanic.
Baseball player of the day.
All right, we have a right-handed hitting first baseman who played for 5 teams in his 10-year major league career, which recently finished. Played for the Angels, Rockies, Rays, Twins, and Tigers.
Mark Trumbo.
No. One-time All-Star. Where he
CJ Crone.
He got it!
Oh, Nick!
Oh, Nick surprised himself. Did you see that?
I didn't think it was him.
CJ Crone.
Nick's like when a dog farts. Yeah. He startled himself back there that he got it.
CJ Crone. You may know him as Crony or Big Fella.
His nickname is Big Fella. Yeah, Crony I hadn't heard. Big
Early
Fella,
nominee, Hoss of the Week, 6'4", 235.
Oh, get him in there.
30 home run season in 2018, a 29 home run season when he was an all-star when he drove in a buck 02 with
the
Rockies.
Here?
He was never here. At least never played in a major league game.
They signed him and then released him like almost immediately.
Didn't that happen?
Yeah, okay. Yeah. That might be.
Yeah.
He was able to take home in his career $30.3 million.
The big fella? Wow.
He was signed by the Red Sox March 3rd, 2024. He was released by the Red Sox March 24th, 2024.
It's another athlete.
3 weeks with the Sox.
Another athlete we outlasted.
Yeah, we did. Take that, CJ Crone.
Yeah, in your face. In your face, bud. You take your $30 million and enjoy that.
Yeah.
Okay.
He was also a 2-time NL Player of the Week. He had that going for him as well.
And says that on his baseball reference page?
It does.
His young, that's kind of sad.
Also played in the 2013 Futures game.
Oh, nice. Yeah. See, I was going to go with this. His younger brother, Kevin, also plays professional baseball.
Kevin Cron?
Their cousin, Chad Moeller, also plays.
Chad Moeller's is...
Their cousin.
Cousin?
Yeah.
Oh, his dad was Chris Cron.
For little...
His dad was Chris Cron.
Well, Chris Cron. They had a lot of hits in the 90s.
Chris Cron could have been a random player. He played 12 games.
Oh, yeah. Too random.
Too random. Yeah. That's a deep cut. You guys got Chris Cron?
He wore his overalls backwards. That's what he did. It's pretty cool. So there you go. This is a random ball player of the day. Each and every day in the grab bag here on Jones. And
it's a good
Keith career. Yeah, real nice.
187 home runs.
Who's that?
CJ Cron.
Not Chris?
Chris Cron did not.
Not Kevin. I thought you were talking about Chad Moeller.
No. Chris Cron failed a homer.
617-779-7937. You can dial up WEEI Afternoons, Keith. Not only do you got Hart and Fitzy and Ted, you have Adam Schefter and Tristan Casas' translator, Rob Bradford.
Oh, good. Maybe he can make heads or tails of that.
I hope they can figure it out. Like, get to the bottom of that.
Please.
With Bradfo coming up today on WEEI Afternoons, we will get you the clip du jour app.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
As well. No.
All right, back here at Jones & Keefe, WEEI. It's time now for our clip du jour. Jones, are you ready for that?
I don't know that I am.
You may not be.
Yeah, I don't know that I am.
You may not be. Well, good news. It's the clip of the day, and I'm so glad you asked, because Alex Bregman has opted out, and we were talking about, you know, possible destinations for him, contracts he could get, or maybe even more importantly, how to get him back here.
Sure. The ballpark estimate, 6 years, 170, 6 years, 180.
Yeah. Would you give him either of those?
I mean, you're telling me I either have him or I don't. Yes, I would give it to him, yeah. But
I don't think he's going to get that.
I also don't think he's going to get that, but we'll see. I mean, if that's the market, let's say it's the market. Would you give him 6-180? I would hold my nose and give it to him, yeah.
Yeah.
Don't clip that. But yeah.
Oh, man.
Don't mark that
down. Oh, good Lord.
The guy at Maine who has something to say about that.
Yeah, I think he might. Well, it was very specific.
Yeah.
But listen, I like that attitude.
Look, you know, that's what gets him back here.
How much do you like the team?
Yeah.
I'm a big fan.
Do whatever it takes.
Maybe not that big a fan, but I do like the team.
No, I am the biggest Bregman fan. I think I proved that.
So you think he's gone, though, to circle back to that.
If you're asking me right now to say, do I think he's back or gone, I think he's gone. For the first time, I've not thought that. And honestly, Ralph didn't sway me that much.
But it was a weirdly phrased tweet where he was like, they loved his time. They appreciated
what he did.
It was all like, that's over with.
And it was also the Red Sox loved him. It wasn't he loved it here.
No, I didn't mention that.
Now, that might just speak to his perspective and who he's talking to.
It felt like he did.
It did.
I mean, they made the playoffs. He likes Cora. He loves the young players, or at least, you know, publicly, everything he said was great. He seemed like legitimately the perfect teammate. But if the Red Sox offer $90 million and another team offers $180 million or something insane like that, then he's not going to be here.
Yeah. I mean, look, I would give him the contract if that's what it takes. I still don't think his market will go there, but I've been wrong most steps on this Bregman thing, so we'll see.
That's true.
617-779-7937. That's how you dial up WEEI Afternoons. The crossover is brought to you by the 99 Restaurant. At the Nines, they're $14.99. Big deal meals start the week off right every Monday through Wednesday. You can try the new grilled teriyaki chicken. You gotta love the Nines. What's up, Hart?
Hi, fellas.
Hello.
How we doing today?
Pretty great.
Who'd you work with way back?
Way back in the day.
Well, it wasn't quite Bob Ryan-esque, but it was something.
No.
What's on the program today? I know Schefter. I know Bradfoe.
Yeah, we got Bradfoe, 245, a little off-season preview, free agency preview, maybe a Tristan Casas social media explanation. You know how much I love that. I don't even know what the hell Discord is until frickin' Booty was telling me about his hammy on Discord. I will not be joining.
Grade one, according to Keyshawn Booty on Discord.
That's good to know.
Very specific.
And then 345, Schefter will hopefully give us a little lowdown on maybe what the Patriots were close to, other deals, what the market was like, reaction to the NFL trade deadline. We'll be reacting right off the bat because I'm not pissed, and nor are a lot of fans based on the poll I put out there, and I'm not sure why still.
Wow.
I'm still not sure why I'm not more pissed because I feel like I should be. And I said this yesterday when Breslow got Mats and May. Yeah. I was pissed.
That was bad.
And this is less than that. Those are two middling guys.
No, I understand. I wanted them to do something too. Is it the difference of the sports maybe? Where like you saw Seattle load up. They added two stud hitters. Teams were adding closers left and right. Sauce Gardner and Quinnen Williams. Quinnen Williams got traded to a non-playoff team. Sauce Gardner, that's the big one. That's legitimately a big trade. The other ones are all kind of...
But that's what I was looking for.
Lesser deals. I was looking for a lesser deal,
too. A third tackle and a third pass rusher, and I think I would have been like, okay, you Breslowed it, you checked off a couple boxes.
Right.
That'll help you when Morgan Moses misses 3 weeks in December, or that'll help you.
Right.
And they didn't do any of that. And then I hear him earlier say, winning is the most important thing. Well, you're shooting down Callahan bringing up the long-term rebuild to say winning is most important.
Well, then help your team now. But you traded away
two players and didn't add to a roster that's 7-2. Feels like mixed messaging.
Yeah. They sold at the deadline, and that's annoying.
Yeah.
And they might be able to win in spite of it, but I think they would give themselves a better chance if they did something yesterday, which they did not. And I think the different sports things flies most years. This year there was so much activity at the trade deadline.
Oh, it was a busy...
You could say the NFL trade deadline is different than the NBA, NHL, and Major League Baseball, and most years you'd be right. This year it was that kind of deadline, and they still did nothing in terms of adding. In fact, they subtracted. They sold.
Yeah.
So that's annoying.
I also think we'll get into the debate, like what message does it send? Does that send the message that you like the team and you don't want to change it because it's rolling?
Did Hoyer say that?
Hoyer said a lot. As he tends to. I love Brian Hoyer, but he kind of said a lot in that answer.
Well, he covers all his bases, so he's probably like, if they do something today, it's good and bad.
So what did he say about the making a trade would have been a sign they didn't believe in the team?
I guess, which I don't know that that's true.
I don't buy it. And also the whole vibes thing,
like you don't want to disrupt the vibes. If you bring in a third tackle and that disrupts your vibes, then your vibes weren't all that good.
No, seriously.
Then you were a house of cards as constant.
I would say most teams, I guess you can't speak for all teams, but most teams when you add like a really good player, or not even a really good player, certainly when it's a really good player, but even if it's just an add-on, they're like, hell yeah, look at this. Like we're going for it. We're doing something here. It's another piece.
Like A.J. Brown, I think you could argue, would change everything, and it might not be for the better.
I agree.
Drake May has to find him 10 times a game, Diggs is pissed.
That level of move might screw things up. Totally agree.
Third pass rusher?
Yeah,
Yeah, Jacoby Myers.
Right, Jacoby Myers or Rashid Shaheed?
Yeah. Yeah. Like, I don't think that disrupts
Rashid
anything.
Shaheed, there we go. That's not going to screw anything up.
Sean Salam.
The late.
I know.
Respect them.
He was an incredible player.
I think Ted might have played with him, right?
Yeah, oh, yeah. He was on that team.
Yeah.
With Slash.
Yeah.
Michael Westbrook.
They were so good.
They were really good.
The talent.
I think he played with
teams.
Ray Carruth, too.
There's a lot of talent.
That's a tough go.
Yeah.
Christian Fourier.
Yeah. They're all
NFL
that,
players.
They were
on
all
teams.
On that team.
What a squad.
What happened now, Dion? You stink.
Stay tuned.
You need to get Travis Hunter back.
WEEI Afternoons. They come your way at 2 o'clock every weekday. We are back tomorrow at 10. We're going to go on the clock tomorrow, Keith. We're going to have to find something to discuss in 60 seconds.
Yes,
you know what else we're going to break out tomorrow?
What's that?
He's been very helpful on the show lately. Jackson is going to bring back the
Jackson 5
tomorrow.
Ooh, midday edition.
And we're going to give you a midday Jackson 5 tomorrow
at
11:30.
Is that different than the Fitzy 5?
Ooh, I don't know. Probably.
Yes.
I would think.
Well, we'll have to compare the two.
Yeah, we're going to have to compare and contrast.
Comparing the fives?
That's tomorrow.
Neither's all that impressive, if we're being honest.
Tomorrow at 10 here on WEEI.
Thank you, guys. That was fun.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Hey, it's Greg Hill.
And I'm Courtney Cox.
Did you know that The Greg Hill Show is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can get every episode, every hour, every highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods, and whenever works for you.